Good morning, church. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. My name is Pastor Audrey Hollenberg Duffy, and our worship leader this morning is John Eddy. Thank you, John, for leading us this morning. As we share in the life of the church together, here are a few announcements to be aware of. First, we want to make sure you remember to come on down to the parsonage after faith formation this morning. We'll have a time of fellowship and light refreshments, and you can explore how we've put our touch on the parsonage. So please join us for that time. Also want to let you know I will be traveling this week for a continuing education conference in Arizona. So I will be out of the office Monday through Thursday, but will still be available by phone and by email. So feel free to be in touch if you need me, but Pastor Tim will also be around. Also, we want to begin to have you think about giving us some feedback related to our Sunday morning worship schedule. Christian Education is soliciting feedback so that we can hear from all of you about the pros and cons of our current schedule. So next week, there will be some comment cards available for you to share that. We want you to share the pros and cons and any questions you might have about the Sunday morning schedule. So begin thinking about that. What other announcements do you have to share this morning?
Good morning. I just wanted to give a quick update on the Oakton Partners in Learning. We have taken a short brief break for the holidays, but we have almost completely met our capacity for our current tutors with the clients that we currently have, and we are also still receiving new clients every couple of weeks or so, as well as having some opportunities for a quite steep increase of clients with some partnerships with schools. So we are inviting, actively inviting tutors, new tutors to join us. So we have a training this Saturday from 1 to 2:30. So this is the time right now. If there's somebody who's been, you've been thinking about it for yourself, or maybe there's someone you know from the community or the congregation who you could issue a personal invitation to consider joining us for tutoring, this would be the time to do that, because we're going to have our next tutor training on Saturday at 1 to 1:30. If you have questions or you need ideas on how to approach someone, I even wrote a sample little invitation email that I sent out to our existing tutors. So if you want something like that, just let me know and I'll send it to you. And we need your continued prayers for this next step for us.
Thank you, Debbie. Any others? Invite you to open your hearts and your minds to the presence of God in this space.
Thank you. Thank you, John. I don't know about you, but as I get older, I seem to grapple with a lot of mystery. Sometimes it seems like it's around every corner. And the mystery might be about God or about myself or about others, or maybe more likely a mix of all those things. Sometimes it kind of feels like a stew of things floating around. But as I was preparing for worship leader, I read through the scripture and I read through the bulletin and got to the end and I was like, okay, nothing. Let's try that again. So I went back and I think probably many of you that have done this maybe have been through that. But then two things struck me from going through all of that process. And we'll be reading the scripture here in a bit, but the verse addresses two things. One is mystery, and the other is love. And it says that God makes known to us the mystery of his will, and that he has chose us to be holy and blameless before him in love. And so I got thinking about that, and I think what I'd like us to consider going into the service today is that what does it mean to be holy and blameless before God in love? And so I ask you to consider that, and I ask you to consider that I think what God's will, at its very basic level, is for us to start with love and let all things flow out from that. So would you pray with me? God, we ask that you would shine in us and through us today. Give us peace, give us hope, and give us love. Amen.
Oh,
Invite the children to come up and join me for children's time. Good morning, Piper. Good morning. Look at all of my friends this morning. How are you all doing? Did you have a good holiday break? Yeah? Are you ready to go back to school? No? No. Well. So I'm looking around, and I think I am the only one up here that wears glasses. Is that right? Does anybody wear glasses? Okay, Leah. The older children on the steps. Yeah, so how about sunglasses? Have you ever worn sunglasses?
Yeah.
What happens when you put on sunglasses? Yeah? What happens when you put on sunglasses?
Well, it gets darker.
It gets darker? You want to tell me? Oh, those are really dirty. You want to tell me what it's like? What does it look like in here when you put on sunglasses?
It's a little dark.
It's probably why we don't wear sunglasses inside, right? Yeah? Well, what happens if we wear one of these glasses? Jane, tell me what happens if you look up at the lights with one of those glasses on. Look up at the lights.
Ooh.
Yeah, what do you see?
Snowflakes.
Snowflakes? Hmm.
Rainbow.
Here, Hannah, tell me what you see when you look through those.
Rainbows?
Rainbows?
I see rainbows, though.
Do you see Santa's face?
No,
okay. Well, those clearly aren't working. What about these? Piper, tell me what you see when you look through those.
Snowflakes, rainbows.
Snowmans. Sometimes when we look through glasses, it affects how we see things. So like if we put on sunglasses. You want to try one? Here, give that one a try. Here, I know Bobby wants to try. Put those on. Sometimes when we look through glasses, it affects the way we see things. If we put on sunglasses, it might get darker. If we put on goofy glasses, sometimes we see different things. I'm wondering, what do you think would happen if God wore glasses and we put on God's glasses? What do you think we would see?
Snowflakes.
Other than snowflakes, Wesley. What would you think it would look like to look through God's eyes? To see people? Yeah. What else might you see if you looked through God's eyes? Yeah?
Glory.
Glory. Yeah. Yeah, so if we looked through God's eyes, I think it might change the way we see the world around us. We might see people in a different light through God's love if we put on His glasses. So this year, it's a new year. Do you know what year it is? 2020, and anyone that wears glasses knows the value of 2020 vision, right? So that's why we're talking about glasses this morning. And it's an invitation, I think, in this new year to think about what it might be like if we put on God's glasses and saw the world around us. Could you pray with me? And invite everyone to repeat after me. Dear God, help us see through your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
Going to be going into silent prayers for wisdom. And as we begin the new year together, we're going to spend the next few weeks in worship praying for God's vision to be our vision. Specifically, we will pray for God's wisdom as we look to the future. When we cast vision for the future, it is easy to go from one extreme, one of two extremes. The first extreme is to put on rose-colored glasses. It's a false optimism that sees things as better than they truly are. The other is to put on cracked glasses, seeing things only as broken and falling apart, because that's the lens we see all situations. Instead, we pray for God's vision to be our vision, so that we can see through the lens of wisdom. God's wisdom weds together critical discernment and hope. As we enter into this time of quiet prayer, invite God's wisdom to direct your vision in this new year. As a response, please turn in your hymnals to 631. We prepare to take the offering. I ask you to consider what this place, what our church is for, why we exist. And I think it's so that at basic level that we can know God and that we can accept ourselves as loved by God and love each other. So we come together in a sincere desire to step out of the ordinary and into something divine. We do this as individuals, and we do this together. So when we give, let's give with this purpose in mind. We ask that you would receive this offering with humility and knowing that your purpose is the greater purpose, and that it is so that your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen. For the scripture reading, we're going to read Ephesians 1, 3 through 14. You can find this in your pew Bible on page 192. The bulletin says 191, but it actually starts on 192. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestows on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ, as a plan for the fullness of time to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory. In him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in him, were marked with the seal of the promised Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of his glory.